With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Investigation is starting up now in Washington in the wake of Wednesday's shooting of two National Guardsmen, both hospitalized in critical condition. Suspect was shot and wounded.
Based on the best available information, the Department of Homeland Security is confident that the suspect in custody is a foreigner who entered our country from Afghanistan.
President Trump says the shooting does raise a lot of questions and concerns.
We're not going to put up with these kind of assaults on law and order by people who shouldn't even be in our country. We must now re-examine every single alien who has entered our country from Afghanistan under Biden.
And one possible situation has been averted. Authorities now say two brothers from Virginia arrested. They had allegedly plotted to kill immigration officers. Department of Homeland Security says Wednesday brothers John Bennett and Mark Bennett were arrested in Virginia. Department began an investigation 2 days prior to their arrest with the Virginia Beach Police Department after an off-duty cop in Norfolk reportedly overheard the brothers discussing plans to kill police officers and ICE agents. A senior Kremlin official confirming United States Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is set to visit Moscow next week. Efforts picking up speed now to find a consensus on ending the war between Russia and Ukraine. Russian leader Vladimir Putin's foreign affairs advisor Yuri Ushakov said Wednesday Kremlin officials still have not officially received the initial U.S. peace proposal. Representatives of the U.S., Russia, and Ukraine have been holding talks this week in the United Arab Emirates. This is SRN News. A serious charge against Meta.
The internet giant, which owns Facebook and Instagram, is being accused by a former employee of ignoring sex trafficking on its platforms. Vaishnavi Jayakumar, who used to be Instagram's chief safety officer, has testified in a court filing that Meta would allow users to violate the prohibition on prostitution and sexual exploitation 16 times before finally being kicked off the platform. Pro-family groups have long argued that digital companies fail to protect kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
Former Major League star Daryl Strawberry thanking President Trump during a sermon last Sunday at a Tulsa church for his recent presidential pardon. He was pardoned for tax evasion and drug charges. He told worshipers he credits his Christian faith in the Lord for his transformation and for his continued sobriety. This is SRN News. Well, Brussels Airport canceling 110 of its 203 scheduled incoming flights Wednesday, adding to an unspecified number of departing flights already scrapped, all because of a nationwide strike. BBC correspondent Nick Beat has the latest on that situation.
Unions have condemned planned changes to VAT, unemployment benefits, and pensions, but ministers say the proposals are the only way to fix the nation's finances. Belgium has the fourth highest level of debt in relation to the size of the economy in the EU, behind only Greece, Italy, and France. Following months of intense debate, the five-party nationalist-led Belgian coalition government has just agreed on a national budget, but the breakthrough proved too late to avert all the planned industrial action.
More details at srnnews.com.